Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 132 for the week of August 17th, 2009. Seeking employment in the surface finishing industry? Then please check out our Help Wanteds. Posted on August 13th, LineTech is seeking an engineering manager for manufacturing and paint applications. Located in Wausau, Wisconsin, LineTech is a high-performance coatings company providing paint and anodized finishes. The engineering manager coordinates manufacturing and process engineering activities using cost-effective methods in accordance with product specifications and quality standards. Qualified candidates will possess a four-year degree, preferably in mechanical, manufacturing, or industrial engineering, plus 5 or more years of applicable experience. For more information on this position, as well as all of the available positions, please click on the Help Wanteds directory on our homepage. In other advertiser news, Cryogenic Institute of New England, Inc., located in Worcester, Massachusetts, announces their NitroFreeze cryogenic deburring service expands to implantable PEEK medical devices. In a press release dated August 12th, the Cryogenic Institute of New England, Inc. is proud to announce the capability of removing machine burrs from PEEK medical devices, including implants. The NitroFreeze cryogenic deburring service has recently undergone trials by medical device manufacturers to remove burrs from PEEK implants. The results reveal that the NitroFreeze cryogenic deburring process is highly effective at removing complex burrs from these parts. In addition, several major medical device manufacturers have independently determined that cryogenic deburring is a safe technique for removing machine burrs from their PEEK implants and have approved its use for their parts. To read the full press release, please visit Cryogenic Institute of New England's WorldLink listing in the Job Shops directory. Here's the calendar of events through September 15th. On August 19th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have a Hazard Communication Plan Prop 65 update at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. On August 25th and 26th, Kushner Electroplating School will hold an Electroplating Know-How Basics 2-day training program in Los Angeles, California. For more information on Kushner Electroplating School, please visit their WorldLink listing in the Consulting, Training, and Software directory. On September 9th through the 11th, Spray Finishing Technology Workshops, sponsored by Binks and DeVilbiss, will take place in Toledo, Ohio. On September 13th through the 15th, Southern Metal Finishing Conference 2009, hosted by the Surface Finishing Academy, will be held at the Francis Marion Hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. On September 14th and 15th, the Light Metals Institute, a division of Light Metals Industries, in cooperation with the Surface Finishing Academy, will present an advanced seminar on the science and engineering of anodizing and hard coat anodizing at the Francis Marion Hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. Also taking place on September 14th and 15th at the Francis Marion Hotel in Charleston, South Carolina, the Surface Finishing Academy Powder Coating Course, instructed by Tiger Drylack USA, and the Surface Finishing Academy Introduction to Anodizing Workshop, instructed by Alu Consult. And lastly, on September 14th and 15th, Kushner Electroplating School will hold an Electroplating Know-How Basics 2-day training program in Charleston, South Carolina. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.